This is a Nine Block Radio podcast. For more, go to www.9blockradio.co.za.
Hello and welcome to the second edition of Wines of the Cape. I'm Susan and I'm going to be going to the various wine farms in the Cape and giving you feedback on what they're all about. So if you're looking out for ideas on where to go, follow us on social media and we'll soon be your go-to for which farms are most suitable to your wants for a great day out. We're on Instagram of Wines of the Cape and on Facebook of Wines of the Cape as well. Our second podcast is about Sarensburg in the beautiful village of Tulbagh. This is a really lovely farm with 16 cottages ranging from 2 to 4 sleepers set a little back from the main building. They do have a venue that they use for weddings of up to 50 people or conferences of up to 40 as well. Sarensburg is well known for their amazing art and the statues are on display from when you turn into the gate. There's statues in the gardens and in the tasting room, which adds a lot of interest to a visit. The tasting room has 2 large tables for indoor tasting and many tables outside on the veranda. They have a large lawn area with huge old trees providing shade, so it's a great place for smaller children. There's no dedicated play area, but the tasting area overlooks a beautiful lake which adds a certain amount of tranquility to the setting. So it's a great place to while away an hour or two while you taste the wines and the children run around on the lawn. I was very fortunate to meet the winemaker, Dierwald Haynes, and have a tour of behind the scenes from the sorting area right through to the barrel room. Dierwald has a slightly different approach to many winemakers, and he's going to tell you a little bit about that himself.
Yeah, I think as a cellar, we do things a little bit differently compared to most. Obviously, we pick quite early in the morning. We start 4 o'clock. Then we go through a cooling process called force cooling, where we cool down the grapes to 4 degrees Celsius within an hour or two. The first cellar to do so in South Africa and probably the world that I know of. Then we go through a hand sorting system where we hand sort the individual bunches. And berries, we obviously de-stem the grapes as well, and the hand sorting will remove the green stems and the raisins, removing the green tannin component that you get from the stems, and we remove the overripe porty kind of flavors with the raisins that might be in the bunches. We do that almost 24 hours a day with different teams, very slow, 1.5 tons per hour, and those grapes will then end up in a small little satellite tank. That satellite tank will hook onto a pulley, and that will hoist it up into the air and transport it into our fermenters. And our fermenters are designed that they can take a specific vineyard's production, and we will then ferment all our vineyards separately. And to get the color and the flavor components out, we will use pump overs that we actually draw down the juice and pump it over the skins, or we use punch downs where you take sticks and physically punch the skins back into the juice to get those extractions. And then normally we keep wines for different vineyards separate for about 10 months. We age them separately, trying to get the different components to see how they develop, and then we decide which wines will go into which blends, and blend them together, and then another 10 months in barrel as a blend before we will do bottling.
Quite a process. Rather you than me. Which wines are you focusing on? Because that's the nice thing about Tulbagh, is that you all complement each other. There's not much competition between you, which is great. So what is your focus? Which are your preferred wines?
Well, I think the beauty of Tulbagh, there's 2 cultivars that will do exceptionally well year and year. It's Pinotage and Shiraz. I've always loved Shiraz. So from day one, our focus has been Shiraz. So as a valley, there's 2 cultivars that's doing exceptionally well. It's Pinotage and Shiraz, and I've always been a Shiraz fanatic. So it's our focus cultivar from day one. 50% of all our vineyards are planted under Shiraz. It's a little bit difficult as a cellar because a lot of those will ripen at the same time, but luckily we have the ability to bring them in, and we've got the 2 farms that will ripen at different times, which also assist. The nice thing about focusing on a cultivar is that you have a lot of options to play with. You have a lot of style variations, a lot of flavor variations, structure variations. And you can really select different vineyards to build wines of great complexity. Now, if you look at Sarensburg, probably 65% of all our wines will either be Shiraz as a single varietal or Shiraz in some form of blend. And we would like to believe that we've got one of the most consistently awarded Shirazes in South Africa. We definitely have the Full Circle as our Rhone style blend, predominantly Shiraz, the most consistently awarded Rhone style blend in South Africa. And then we have the Provenance Shiraz, a little bit more elegant, a little bit more subtle, more easier drinking, much more approachable style of Shiraz. And then we do another Shiraz for a single varietal, Shiraz for Woolworths, as well as a Rhone blend called SGM.
So that's a Woolworths label that you buy with the Shiraz in it. Is that yours?
Yeah, Life is Fine. It's called Life is Fine. Okay, that's the single varietal.
That's in my cupboard.
Yeah, and then the SGM is the Shiraz Grenache and Mourvèdre blend.
And also briefly, what is your background in terms of winemaking?
Well, I grew up on a farm. I've always wanted to do farming. And I think that's where my love of the grape came from. And late in my school career, I realized there's actually something like a winemaker, which sounds very weird. How can you grow up on a grape farm and not understand that there's somebody like a winemaker? But maybe maybe I was living under a rock, who knows? But once that dawned on me, it was just like it's the best of both worlds. You can do farming, you can take that product and actually make something from it. And it's almost inevitable that I would have ended up, I think, as a winemaker, as a career choice.
And where did you start your career? Which region?
I started out in Stellenbosch. I was fortunate enough to be able to work under winemaker Kevin Arnold back at Ristin Frieda. That's a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was the most amazing mentor, which I really appreciate and taught me a lot. Then I did a few years stint at Avondale in Paarl, started up Avondale, and then the last 17 years here at Sarensburg.
In 17 years, you've obviously seen a lot of changes and probably changed a lot yourself as well.
Yeah, I think subtle changes. Obviously, from an aging perspective, maybe a little bit more. But from a winemaking perspective, I think we're still trying to stay true to what we've started with. If we do introduce changes, it's very small, subtle changes year on year. And a lot of times the changes that you see maybe in wine style, it's more to do with vineyard age and not necessarily a huge or different practices that we practice in the cellar.
I find the fact that they keep each block in its own fermenting tank incredible. I've always imagined grapes just being brought in by the tractor load and put into tanks. This orderly approach is so interesting, but I can tell you, really labour intensive. So after chatting to Devolt, we were treated to a wine tasting. I was a bit confused when I was brought a wine and then told what I was having next. I asked if I couldn't choose my own wines. "Oh no," was the reply. "You're going to taste all eight. And let me tell you, they're not shy with the pouring either. So make sure you have a dedicated driver. Or, even better still, just stay over." Their MCC is lovely, crisp and bubbly, and really easy to drink. The Earth in Motion was light and fresh, and I really enjoyed it. But others in our party preferred the Sauvignon Blanc. I also loved the Voyenier. So quite unusual for me to like two whites. The Reds had a mixed reaction amongst us as well, with my favourite being the Seismic. So as you can see, they have something for everyone. It's well worth the visit. Join us for our next podcast as we continue to explore the historic little town, Tulbagh.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log on to www.9blockradio.co.za.